USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says 300 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been given out in the 150 days since he's been in office. The president said a lot of hard work went into making this happen.
The ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, and the whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments. Together, we built an unparalleled vaccination program and managed one of the biggest and most complicated logistical challenges in American history.
Biden also said he hopes to have 70% of Americans to have at least one shot by the 4th of July. He also urged people who haven't yet gotten the vaccine to do so as soon as possible. He said the new variants of COVID-19 are still spreading rapidly. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
Dangerously hot temperatures continued across much of the western U.S. as another heat record was shattered in Phoenix and power grids were strained in California. The West has endured brutally hot weather this week, with records in cities like Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Palm Springs, and Denver. In Phoenix, it was a second consecutive day of record highs with a reading of 118 degrees. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency due to the heat wave. They're also dealing with outbreaks of wildfires amid the searing heat. Parts of the Midwest are also continuing to swelter, with St. Louis recording its first 100-degree day in 3 years. The Dow Jones plummeted more than 500 points in a broad-based sell-off, wrapping up its worst week in nearly 8 months as investors worried over new interest rate problems. The Dow fell 533 points, and the S&P 500 dropped 55 points. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A shortage of rental cars is leading to scams. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
As more and more Americans begin to travel, rental car availability is at an all-time low. Prices are also sky high. So if you suddenly see an available car at a cheap price, you might be dealing with scammers looking to cash in on the rental car shortage. Scammers are posing as rental car companies, setting up their own websites and advertising fake customer service phone numbers, all to convince travelers they're legit. As far as how the scam works, Chris Brown is the executive editor of Automotive Rental News.
A fraudulent person involved in the scam says to take advantage of this really low rate, buy a prepaid gift card, let's say a Visa or Amex card, and then give me the PIN number, essentially, over the phone.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Colorado will begin redistricting next week based on the 2020 census. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting after the 2020 census. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.